Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're tackling something I know we all crave, especially in this crazy world we live in. Inner peace. You ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like your inbox is overflowing, your to-do list is longer than your arm, and the news cycle just keeps spinning faster and faster. Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's this thing called inner peace that can be our anchor amidst the storm. It's not about being a Zen master who never gets stressed, or wouldn't that be nice? It's about finding a sense of calm and clarity within ourselves, no matter what chaos is swirling around us. So let's dive in. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner peace, even when life feels like it's spinning out of control. First off, recognize that you can't control everything. This one can be a tough pill to swallow, but hear me out. You can't control the weather, traffic, what other people think or do, or even most of the time your own thoughts. Trying to control it all is a recipe for frustration and burnout. Focus on what you can control. Your reactions, your choices, and your mindset. When you accept that some things are simply beyond your control, you free yourself from unnecessary stress and anxiety. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru though again. If that works for you, awesome. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths. Notice the sensations in your body and really listen to the sounds around you. When your mind starts to wander, and it will, gently guide it back to the present. You know that feeling when you're fully engrossed in a good book or conversation? That's mindfulness in action. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. We often get so caught up in what we lack that we forget to appreciate what we already have. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, a sunny morning, a delicious meal. Gratitude shifts your focus from negativity to positivity, and it has a powerful effect on your overall well-being. Speaking of positivity, let's talk about surrounding yourself with supportive people. You know that saying, misery loves company? Well, the opposite is also true. Happiness thrives in supportive environments. Spend time with people who uplift you, encourage you, and make you feel good about yourself. Avoid those negative Nancy types who drain your energy and bring you down. Remember, you're a magnet for what you put out there, so choose wisely. Finally, don't forget to take care of yourself. This means getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you prioritize your physical and mental well-being, you create a solid foundation for inner peace. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap fuel in a high-performance car, right? So treat yourself with the same respect and care. Okay, now let's talk about a real-life example. Remember that time you were running late for an important meeting, traffic was backed up for miles, and you felt your heart rate skyrocketing? That's when it's easy to fall into the trap of losing your cool. But what if, instead of getting caught up in the frustration, you took a few deep breaths, acknowledged the situation, and reminded yourself that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction? You could even use this time to listen to some calming music or do a quick mindfulness exercise. By shifting your mindset and focusing on what's within your control, you can transform the stressful situation into an opportunity for inner peace. See? It's all about perspective. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate inner peace, even in the midst of chaos. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing these techniques, and you'll gradually find more calm and clarity within yourself. My challenge for you today is this. Pick one of the takeaways and implement it into your day. Maybe take a few mindful breaths during your morning commute, or spend a few minutes reflecting on what you're grateful for before bed. Even small changes can make a big difference. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might benefit from these insights. And let me know in the comments below which takeaway resonated most with you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.